الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected elders and brothers in Islam. In today's world, everyone worries about power, wealth, and connections. A person feels that if he is well connected, then all his work is done. He got nothing to worry about. And he even boasts about it. That I have a lot of wealth, I have a lot of power, I got a lot of connections. But when you look at Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, when they come into this world, then they connect the creation to the Creator. They don't have any hopes from the creation. They want you and I, to be directly connected to the one who controls everything, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he sent his expedition and his army to Qadisiyah to fight the Persians and the Iranians, so the army general's name from the kuffar side, from the disbeliever side, was Rustam. He was known for his power. He was known for his victories. However, he was very frightened to face the Muslims. But very, very frightened. He didn't want to face the Muslims. He knew that the Muslims, all their victories, was not dependent only on their power. It was dependent on their trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah ta'ala speaks about it in the Quran. كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. How many a small group defeated big, big groups? Because they did not rely only on their weapons and their power. So he was very, very worried. And he was trying to stall the war and the fight with the kuffar. This was in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Anyway, Rustam, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he sent the army, the Amir and the leader of the army was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, one of the Ashara Mubashara, a very great Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, Rustam writes to him that you need to send some convoy, we need to speak this thing out. I just want to see what's happening. All the time he wanted to stall the whole fight. So anyway, first person came, second person came, third person. Sa'd ibn Waqqas anhu said was Rib'i bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now this Sahabi comes. Rustam decided that what we're going to do with all this delegation that's coming, we will try to win them over with wealth and the glitter of this world. So he beautified his tent with the best Persian carpets, gold, silver on the side, and everything. And this Sahabi, Rib'i bin Amir anhu, comes. He comes on his donkey. He comes to the tent. He gets off the tent. His shield is also not very new also. It's an old shield. It's a little bit bent also. His sword is a little bit broken also. And he walks into this tent. And on those beautiful Persian carpets and beautiful Persian carpets, he's walking with his shoes also. And all those generals are getting angry. And he's taking his sword and he's dragging it on the carpets and he's tearing the carpets and all the beautiful pillows and cushions and everything, he's tearing it. And the generals come up to him and said, "You got no respect for our leader." And very calmly the Sahabi Ranu told him, "See, I did not come on my own. You invited me. I don't need to be here. You need me. I don't need you." And Rustam, looking at the calmness of the Sahabi, he tells his generals, "Leave him alone. Let him come." And when he comes in front of Rustam, and Rustam asks him, "What have you all come here for? You all came so far from Arabia. What did you all come here for?" He says, "Our mission is the mission of Anbiya alayhimus salatu salam. Ibta'athana Allahu. We have not come on our own. Allah sent us here. لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. To take us out from the servitude of the creation to the servitude of the Creator. To take us out from thinking that the creation can do anything. To take out from that belief and to bring us back to the Creator. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سَعَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. And they took us out from the narrowness of this dunya to the vastness of the akhirah. This is what we have come for. Anyway, he gave a long speech. And in the end, he told Rustam that you are given three choices. You accept Iman, no problem, you are our brothers. You don't accept Iman, then you accept to pay the jizya and stay under the Muslim rule. And the third one is that if you don't accept the first two, we come in and we fight you and we wipe you out. Rustam told him, "See, we need some time to think about it." So he told him, "All right, you got 3 days, 2 to 3 days. In that 2 to 3 days, you have to give us an answer." Rustam said, "2 to 3 days is too little." He said, "This is our verdict. You get 2 to 3 days, you get nothing more." And he walks out from there. The point that I wish to mention is that today people take pride in connections. That we have this connection and we have that connection. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam have come into this dunya to connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us the month of Ramadan, which was just a few weeks ago, which had passed a few weeks ago. We had a special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. How strong is that connection that we had in the month of Ramadan? How strong is it now? And to gauge our connection with Allah, ulama have mentioned that there are 4 types of connections. 4 degrees of connections. The first degree of connection is known as nisbat-e inikasi. That is known as the nisbat and the link of a reflection. For example, a person comes in front of a mirror. As long as he's in front of the mirror, he will see his reflection. Once he moves away from the mirror, his reflection is gone. Likewise, as long as the month of Ramadan is here, a person is connected to Allah. Once the month of Ramadan goes, the connection is gone also. As long as that child is in front of his father, as long as he's in front of his ustad, he's behaving himself. Once he's out, the father is gone, the ustad is gone, the child starts misbehaving. So that is a very weak connection. A person in the family did some janazah, because of the janazah, during the day of the janazah, then a person is behaving himself, the Quran Sharifs are all out, a person is making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very weak connection. And we are facing a big problem today, that we as parents, we are portraying to our children the wrong type of deen. We are portraying to our children that deen only means it's only restricted to a venue, it's only restricted to a time. Now the month of Ramadan comes, a person will tell his children that now you need to change your life. You need to do everything good. Now we are going to Makkatul Mukarrama or Madinatul Munawara, we are going for Umrah, we are going for Hajj. You need to change your life. You need to behave properly. So we are just restricting deen to venues, we are restricting deen to situations, and we are restricting deen to this time. Whereas deen, a person is in duty 24 hours, 24/7 a person is in duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first step of nisbat and a link, where it's a link of reflection only, just for a short time and then he goes. This was the link that the munafiqeen had in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would come in the company of Nabi sallam, they would feel a little bit of change in their heart. Allah speaks about it in Quran also. And when they gone out of the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there's no connection at all. So much so that when they were in the majlis of Nabi sallam, they were so close that the Sahaba were confused also, who's a real munafiq, who's not a real munafiq. One group of munafiqeen came from Makkatul Mukarrama. They came and sat in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They became so close, they were always in the front line, always there. But when they left the majlis of Nabi sallam, went back to Makkatul Mukarrama, they renegated, went back to the old ways. Sahaba were now divided, were they true Muslims, not true Muslims. Allah said, Allah revealed the verses, فَمَا لَكُمْ فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِيَتَيْنَ وَاللَّهُ أَرْكَسَهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. What is wrong with you that you are divided regarding this group of people? They are open munafiqeen and hypocrites. They were never believers. Allah Ta'ala speak about a munafiq in the Quran, Akhnas bin Shariq. He was a person, he was so close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he was in his majlis, he would act like as though he had true love for Nabi Sallallahu. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about it, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. His words will actually impress you also. Hey, this person is a true lover of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِي. And he will take a qasam and an oath on Allah that my love is really true for you. But when he leaves there, he causes so much of problems and so much of harm to the Muslims. So this is the first type of nisbat and link with Allah, which is known as a link of reflection only, the very weak link. The second type of link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as nisbat ilqa'i. The example of this is where a person has got his rechargeable light. It's plugged into the socket and is linked to the grid. As long as it's plugged in, it's recharging. It's getting strong. Or take your cell phone. As long as it's charging, it's charging and it's getting strong. But once you unplug it and you take it out, it will still continue for some time. It will give you benefit for some time. But slowly, slowly, the batteries will get drained off. Likewise, the month of Ramadan was here, a person was charging. A person is sitting in a masjid, he's charging himself. Person is sitting in a company of pious, he's charging himself. But once he leaves that company, once he leaves the month of Ramadan, then his battery is charged. It will continue. But He gets caught up with the fitnas of the dunya. He gets caught up with the work and the things of the dunya. And slowly, slowly his battery is getting drained. His battery is getting drained. Therefore he needs to recharge all the time. All the time he needs to be linked to the masjid. All the time he needs to be linked to Quran. All the time he needs to be linked to the pious people. So that his battery gets recharged all the time. And he does not lose the charge of that battery. So likewise, our spiritual batteries are getting drained with all the fitnas. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ayats of Jum'ah, Allah ta'ala speaks about it, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That when the salah is finished, you are allowed to go and do your worldly work and your and actions, etc. There's no problem. Allah ta'ala is not telling you to sit the whole day in the masjid. Allah ta'ala is saying you can go out, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Seek from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek your halal risk. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. But remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah, under the ayat is mentioned, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا بِالطَّاعَةِ وَبِاللِّسَانِ. One is, you making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your tongue, and one is to become completely obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of your life. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that you can go into the world, but remember, if you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your battery is going to be drained. So this is a second type of nisbat. But that nisbat and that link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, but is there for a short time. If a person does not charge his battery, their battery will get drained out. The third type of nisbat is known as nisbati islahi. This is that light and your electricity that is constantly connected to the grid. There is such a force of electricity that is coming in that it pushes away any type of distractions. That a person is in the environment. And this was the connection that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had. They were also in the world. They were also businessmen. They were also husbands. They were everything. But their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so strong that they affected the environment and they were not affected by the environment. They affected the environment and they were not affected by the environment. This was because of their strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to make such a statement about them. Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyi muqtadaytum ihtadaytum. That my sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they are like shining stars, whichever one of them you have to follow, then you'll be rightly guided. Why? Because they were so strong spiritually. And there are so many incidents to prove the steadfastness of sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Hazrat Suhaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's making the hijrah and the migration from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. He got enough money in Makkatul Mukarramah. Enough money. And it's not easy to leave everything, family, wealth, health, everything, and to go to a new place. And he's leaving everything and he's going out. And the people of Makkah are stopping him. And he told him, listen here, I'm one man against you, but you all know what an archer I am. And I will fight you right till death. But I'll make a deal with you. All my wealth that I got, all my wealth that accumulated, everything I'll give it to you. Just allow me to go to Madinatul Munawwara. Just imagine, he's giving up. Look at the steadfastness. He's not prepared to sell his deen. He's not prepared to sell his deen. He gave everything. He comes to Madinatul Munawwara. Allah reveals the verses. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي. That person, they, amongst them, there are those people who they will sell their whole life just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. Just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Sallam, when he heard his incident, Nabi Sallam said, Rabiha Suhaib, Rabiha Suhaib, what a beautiful, how profitable bargain you made. You sold your dunya for your akhirat. You sold your dunya for your akhirat. So this was the steadfastness of Sahaba anhum. This was their link and their contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the third type of nisbat and link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very, very strong. Yes, there is one killer to this nisbat, and that is when a person feels too proud of himself, that now I am very pious. Now that I am very pious, when a person gets pride in him, that now he thinks there's no one like him. That is why Sahaba anhum were always worried, always worried. We don't know whether we are munafiqeen or not, whether we are hypocrites or not. They were always worried about what is the condition of the iman. And the last type of nisbat and link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so strong. And that is the nisbat which Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nisbat ittihadi, where a person becomes an embodiment of good. Everything of him, of his, is in accordance to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to go for the Fajr Salah, he used to make this dua, Allahumma ij'alni fi qalbi nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa min khalfi nura, wa min amami nura, wa min fawqi nura, wa min tahti nura. Allahumma ij'alni nura. O Allah, make me an embodiment of nur. Every part of my body must become a nur and a light. In other words, I will see what I'm supposed to see. I will speak what I'm supposed to speak. I will hear what I'm supposed to hear. Everything becomes an embodiment of me. So now the month of Ramadan is gone. We need to ask ourselves, how strong is our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mentioned these four types of links with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to see how strong our links with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And to continue increasing our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must continue behaving like how we behaved in the month of Ramadan. That is why one pious person mentioned, if that person lives his life the way he lived in Ramadan, then every day will be an Eid for him. Every day will be an Eid for him. That is why if you look at the pious people, they don't have to wait for Laylatul Qadr. Every day is Laylatul Qadr for them. Every day is Laylatul Qadr for them, because they spend their life the way they're supposed to spend their life. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps our link and contact with Him to be very, very strong. And it must never be. That is why one of the duas of the Quran Sharif is, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. O Allah, do not deviate us. Do not make us go astray once you have guided us. And I will end up with that same dua of the Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.